Hey, we don't often talk about kids' books on this program, but here's one that I think is very, very important as our society continues to change. It's important that we change the way that we look at ourselves, and I guess this is what this is really all about. Talking this morning about a book called Two Birthday Cakes. Now, it's the first of a series of children's books about separation and divorce, and I can hear you saying, well, hang on a second, should we really be putting out children's books about separation and divorce? And the answer is, yes, we should. Because when you're 4 or 5 or however old and your parents go through a divorce, it's important to normalize it and for kids to understand that, this has obviously been some drama, but it ain't the end of the world. And there's a lot of people who are in the same boat. And there are actually, on occasions, some positive things that come out of it. I've got both of the writers on the line this morning, Danielle Jacku Greenfield and Nikki McWilliam, who join us through phone hookup. Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, it's wonderful to have you guys on like this, and I was tickled pink to see the subject matter and the way that you guys have handled this, because it is so important to normalise this for kids, isn't it?
Yes, and thank you for the introduction like that. I don't know how we could add to it, except to say you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head.
And so the book takes the reader through Bronte's story of how she and her brother Jeremy come to have 2 houses, 2 toothbrushes, and among other things, 2 birthday cakes. And it almost treats it as an adventure.
That's right. Well, there isn't a lot. In fact, there's hardly anything for children written from the child's point of view. And we're writing 2 birthday cakes and the series that's to follow. Nikki's written the second in the series. It's going to be released at the end of the year, to fill this hole. And like you said, it's a mainstream topic. And there's not a lot of self-help literature for children.
Do you know, Nikki, one of the things that came to mind to me when I saw this, and it's sort of related, but it's not really, because this is way out there. I can remember reading the story in recent months about a Melbourne woman who went through the process of, she found herself homeless, and she was living in a car with her 2 kids, which is just a shocking situation. And she was asked in an interview how she actually, what she communicated to the children about it. And she said, look, I just sold it to them as an adventure because there was really no other way that I could do it. Now, having your parents separate is not like living in a car, but no. It's obviously, it's a great drama, and you can still sell things and sell the positive aspect of it.
Well, we have parents every day coming to us in our mediation practice and saying, how do we tell the children?
Yeah.
What do we say to the children? And we've searched for literature, as Danielle said,
and
there's nothing out there.
No.
So this book is a self-help book for kids and for their parents, so they can actually talk through the whole situation.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And the fact that there are some positives.
Yeah, you can get 2 birthday cakes. But I will say that if there are people going through the court, there is literature through the court for children, but not everybody does go through the courts. And the hope is that you don't go through the courts and you have dialogue and talk about it. So this is so that people, we hope people can walk into a bookshop and say, we're going through a divorce. Do you have a book that I can read to my children for my children?
Voila, here it is. Or here's this one. And how far away are we from two birthday cakes and baby Jack, Nikki?
Oh, it's all finished and ready to be published. It'll be on the printer in about a couple of weeks.
Excellent. We look forward to that. If you were describing this book is pitched to kids aged where?
3 to 12.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they're too old for it. And even reading between the lines, it's to help the parents refocus and get them back onto the children.
Yeah, because so often in the heat of battle, because, I mean, let's face it, when relationships do go belly up, there often is a battle, and so often in the heat of battle, the people in the middle of that battle are forgotten, aren't they?
That's right.
Well, the most important thing is that with this book is that the parents, both the parents, can work out a plan that fits in with the dynamics of each of their lives moving forward, so that it is a special type of family, even though it's not your normal mother and father and children. You've got lots of different types of families out there.
Mm-hmm. 2 birthday cakes, which is going to be available where?
Well, online at sydneymediation.com.au, but also in bookshops, we've got some ordering them. We've had some courts ordering them, but hopefully the big bookshops will be stocking them.
Excellent, excellent. Look out for it because it's, Nikki?
Our website is www.sydneymediation.com.au.
I reckon you'll have some hits out of Canberra this morning without a shadow of a doubt.
Thanks
for your time this morning, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Danielle Jacku-Greenfield, Nikki McWilliam, two birthday cakes, the one that's on the table now, and we're not far away from two birthday cakes and baby Jack. This is Talking Canberra, 1206 2CC.